Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. Illinois' record September heat should end by midweek. The National Weather Service says more heat records may fall across the state today and tomorrow. But by Wednesday, temperatures will start to cool down, and most of Illinois should see a return to more seasonal temperatures with highs in the low 70s by the weekend. Also, more than 100 Illinois National Guardsmen are heading to Kuwait as part of the largest single deployment from the state since 2014. The troops, all members of the 3,637th Support Maintenance Company, left from Springfield yesterday. The troops will spend the next 10 months in Kuwait as part of Operation Spartan Shield and is due back in Springfield sometime next summer. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop. Two earthquakes that struck the Wabash Valley in 2 weeks has emergency management teams concerned about an active fault line there. Cole Lauterbach reports.
A 3.8 magnitude earthquake hit approximately 7 miles west of Mount Carmel in the Wabash Valley seismic zone Tuesday. Engineer Robert Bauer with the Illinois State Geological Survey says the earthquake's epicenter was more than 7 miles below ground in an area known as the Precambrian Basement. He says a 3.1 magnitude quake hit the same area at a similar depth on September 8th.
This is at the depth that we naturally have earthquakes.
Bauer says the quakes line up with the estimated location of a fault that was part of the 2008 quake that measured at magnitude 5.2. He says it's important for people living near the seismic zone to be prepared.
You don't want to be near a building during an earthquake. You don't want to be running outside the building. You want to do the drop, cover, and hold drill.
I'm Cole Lauterbach.
I'm Greg Bishop.